Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It is my pleasure to welcome a dude that is formative in my like taste for music. And growing up, he is so Northwest, man. It is Mike Herrera from MXPX, man. Dude, welcome.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Absolutely, man. So, dude, here on KISW, you know, KISW is synonymous with Washington, and so is MXPX, man. So you guys have a show back here, hometown show, Saturday, December 30th, closing out 2023, which is a big year for you guys. You have a new album called Find a Way Home. It's available now. I got it on vinyl, on sexy orange vinyl. And, you know, I got it from the MXPX. Like, you guys are a fully operational, like, DIY band at this point, which is super rad. I'm going to shut up and just welcome you, man. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, man. It feels good. It's been a great year coming into the back half of the year, releasing the new album.
Yeah.
Getting people hyped, and now finally people always ask, when are you coming to Seattle? When are you going to play hometown? When are you going to do that? Finally, we're doing it.
Yes.
December 30th, closing out the year. And really, all our shows kind of start towards the end of the year. Like, mm-hmm. we're doing some festivals. Next week will be...
Furnace Fest. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're getting busy, but I'm excited for Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle with Diesel Boy.
Yes.
They're local.
Yes.
A lot of people know them as a California mm-hmm. band, but... those guys live here.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's just have them. I was hanging out with Dave Lake mm-hmm. from Diesel Dave, for people that know, at the Less Than Jake show at
nice.
The Showbox.
Yeah.
Tom and I from MXPX. And we just had so much fun. We're like, let's just do a show together.
Yeah.
So we just made it happen.
I love the artwork too, the gum wall, you know, with the MXPX poking at you punk. It was cool, man.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I love that too. It's visceral. If you know the wall, you can smell it coming off the poster.
Absolutely. So let's nerd out a little bit here, because I have your Chick Magnet CD, the demo, or not the demo, the single CD, and that has a hidden track of an interview with Marco Collins on 107.7 The End. So when was the first time you heard MXPX on Seattle radio, or was it KGRG in Auburn?
It was actually KGRG in Auburn.
I started there.
Wow. Yeah. We
college
have
radio there.
A lot of roots there. We've gone back over the years, but we got started doing some pretty crazy big shows for us, especially.
Yeah.
So we were doing a show for KGRG, and we were on our way to the show in the van listening to the radio station.
That's cool.
That's when Marco played Punk Rock Show.
Okay.
It was off our second album.
Yes.
And it was the first time we ever heard ourselves on the radio. And yeah, it blew us away. It was, I mean, I guess it's like getting, like, today's standards, it's maybe like getting, getting
Spotify placement,
a million plays on Spotify. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Your face is on the cover of a playlist or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, it was an amazing experience, and Marco's actually still a friend.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be talking to him soon, I'm sure.
That's awesome, man. So you know, you were 15, 16 at that point, probably.
Very early. Yeah. That was so. We started the band 1992, right before we started high school.
Yeah.
And just spent those couple years kind of like forming and figuring out what we wanted to do. But you know, back then, nobody's thinking about business. You're not thinking about legacy. You're not thinking about like your branding or anything. It's just pure. Just energy and ideas and, you know, let's just go. Like, and even the ideas aren't fully formed at all, you know, so it's just like, let's try to do something. And it worked. And you know, we've always been proud to be from the PNW.
Yeah.
And we love it up here. A lot of people think I live in Texas, which I do part-time, but I mostly live here.
Nice, man.
So don't worry, I got you guys. Come on.
You know, MXPX, when you guys made it big and hitting Warp Tour and doing all kinds of big tours, was there ever that like, oh, I should move down to LA, you know, do the Rockstar thing? Or were you always just kind of wanted to stick around Bremerton?
You know, we definitely talked about possibilities, but it was always, we were always too busy. You know, we'd come home, we'd have another tour lined up, an album, and we'd come over here, Robert Lang Studios. Yep. We recorded all over Seattle, Avast Studios, a bunch of places, Bad Animals, we even were there, Stepping Stone. So we really kind of just like the vibe of recording up here, and we've recorded in LA a bunch too, spent months down there. We felt like, okay, maybe it's not the same as living here, but we're kind of doing our day-to-day at some point. We're good.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of come home to the PNW and go, okay, I can breathe the air.
Absolutely.
I love it.
And you know, I thought it was very fitting that you were taking the ferry from Bremerton for this interview, man. I was just like, this is so perfect, you know, so.
I'm like a politician, except I'm not. And I'm the opposite. But I do take public transportation from time to time.
There you go, man. So the new album is, like I said, Find a Way Home. You guys, have you guys played some live? I know you guys have done some live streams. Have you done any live shows yet now that the album's out, like fully?
We haven't. Furnace Fest, this coming Friday, September 22, is going to be our first live full set.
That's cool.
We're headlining, so we'll get a decent set. But really, the first actual club show where we can kind of breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, we can go a little deeper into the catalog. That's going to be the Showbox. Because we're doing, before that, we're doing like when we were young, we might be going overseas for some bigger festivals. Mm-hmm. So coming back to Seattle, it's going to be like, all right, now we can do what we really.
This is an MXPX show.
Exactly. Like people are just here to see MXPX and Diesel Boy and to have a good time here in Seattle. The Showbox is a venue we've played many, many, like over and over and over. And we just feel like, let's just keep it rolling. You know,
absolutely.
I love the way the place sounds. You can see just about no matter where you are in the room. It's not too big to where you can't see. So it's cool.
And your friends from Bremerton, they could just walk over once they take the ferry. I mean, how easy is that,
come
right?
Come on, swim over.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
I was curious a little bit. Actually, let's go into a song. Let's go into one of the songs from Find a Way Home. This is the new album. What song would you like to play, Mike?
Let's play track one.
Track one?
Yeah, I love just, it's kind of like a track you want to hear, you know, when you're waking up. You want to feel good. You want to go get energetic. That's the song you want to put on.
So, all right.
So I feel energetic right now, so let's play Not Today.
Not Today. It's MXPX. We're going to pause for a moment, listen to some MXPX, and I'll be back with Mike here on KISW.
Days long gone, like we did something wrong to make them move along.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free?
Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
That was not today. Find a Way Home is available now. MXPX is going to be hitting the show box Saturday, December 30th. And if I'm correct, tickets are available now.
They are.
Awesome,
man. Right now. So go get them before they're gone. This one's going to go quick because it is a little smaller venue.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually the same. Like I said, it's the same venue, but it's as MXPX grows, it's, you know, those shows sell out. So if you want to come, please come on out.
Yeah, man. So you guys have done, I mean, everyone kind of seemed to get some tools in their toolbox or in their tool belt during the pandemic. People learned how to do all kinds of different things that they didn't ever even plan to do. You guys became a fully operational, like, tech platform almost, in the sense that you guys invested in live streaming. You invested in, like, I mean, you guys do that now at this point, and it's a full-on show. You know, so when did you pivot to that, and what made you guys go full steam ahead?
You know, thanks. I appreciate it. You know, it was a weird time for a lot of artists that didn't really know what to do. They found themselves with a lot of time on their hands. And for us, you know, same. We had a lot of time on our hands, you know, and I just put that energy into starting. It started out as an acoustic live stream, which is pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
And then that went into, let's do a full TV studio, live streaming studio in our studio here in Bremerton. And I, you know, it took me like 3 months to build it. Started just researching, calling people, ordering equipment, ordering more equipment. And sure enough, you know, we pieced this monstrosity together and we start live streaming to the world, and it's been amazing. You know, we've done it for a couple of years. We've sold tickets to some shows. We've done a bunch of free ones, and we hadn't done it in a while. It was like we've been quiet working on this new album, and we put out the single. The single's called Stay Up All Night.
Yep.
And it was like, okay, we started ramping up to put out the album, because we put it out independently. Mm-hmm. So we don't have like a record label going, look, okay, this is the game plan, guys. Yeah. You know, this is all our internal team sort of coming up with ideas and trying them. So we brought the live stream back, but with extra teeth. What we did was we went live not only on all of our Facebook, YouTube, social media accounts. We went on Friends, magazines,
Simple Plan, Alternative Press, or Warped Tour. You went on a ton of different places.
Everybody's so. Like, "Is Warped Tour coming back?" I'm like, "Maybe. I mean, it's very possible." Yeah. So, but Kevin Lyman was like, "You know, I called him up. I was like, I want to do something crazy. Can I use your social media?" And he's like, "Yeah, we're not using it, you know, right now. So, go for it." And just the idea is just to get the word out. Be on as many different platforms as possible.
Yeah.
To let people know we care about this record, Find a Way Home. So
the touring landscape has changed so much. Do you think that a Warped Tour, a size of like even an Ozfest, something like that, is viable in 2023? You think that could still manage? You think that?
I think everything needs a rest and can come back.
Yeah.
So I think, I think, you know, it's all about timing and riding the waves of trends and nostalgia trends. And you see like festivals like MXPX is going to be at When We Were Young Fest in Las Vegas. That's October 21 and 22. And
pop punk, emo, a bunch of our band. Stuff.
I'm playing four shows because we're playing two MXPX shows and I play bass for Goldfinger.
Yeah.
So it'll
pretty
be a
cool side gig, you know.
It's not a bad side gig. I mean, I was a fan before MXPX was even really known.
Yeah,
we were just getting started, you know, in the garage, and I was a fan of Goldfinger. So it is kind of surreal to be playing in the band. But yeah, I mean, I've been here a while, so I guess it's not that crazy. But we're excited.
How many Warped Tours did you guys do? Like,
oh, we did a lot. Not as many as Less Than Jake. Less Than Jake's done probably the most out of any punk band that I know or any band. But we did part of 97, we did 98, we did 99 in Europe, not the US. We did 99 in Australia, New Zealand, and then we did 2000 in the US. We did 2002 in the US, another European somewhere in there, I don't know the year, and 2005. So, you know, I don't know what that is, but it's added up to a bit. And I did an acoustic bit. Like 2000.
Was that for Tumble Down?
Seven, maybe. Tumble Down actually played Warped Tour once.
Cool.
We played the Gorge, and that was fun. That was
beautiful.
We had a great time doing it, and I think that was 2009, something like that. So that sounds about right to me. It was one of the last few Warped Tours.
And then when you come on solo with Tumble Down, they kind of humble you, and they're like, "All right, side stage, Mike." All right.
Side stage, we were on like the Kevin Says stage or whatever. But that's where you start.
Exactly,
you know?
Man.
You start at the bottom and work your way up. That's where MXPX started too.
Yeah. So speaking of, you know, where you started here in Seattle, let's like kind of talk about what were the venues? Were you guys a Rock Candy band? Were you guys a Redmond Firehouse? Was it a Club Impact? Or you guys probably started before Club Impact was even a thing, right?
We did, yeah. We started out in Seattle in the U District playing, we called it the Rock House. There was the Hiawatha House. There was these different people in bands that we would play, you know, they'd just bring us over to play. So parties, that got us in the door. Redmond Firehouse, yes. We played there. We played Rock Candy was definitely on the list. But before Rock Candy, Velvet Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
In the Pioneer Square area of Seattle, downtown, that place, we did our first record release party there for Pokenatcha. I saw Lagwagon there with Strung Out before Pokenatcha, our first album, ever came out. It was like I had just gotten the tattoo on my arm the day I went to that show at Velvet Elvis. So seeing them at Velvet Elvis was like, okay, we should play Velvet Elvis. So many people probably are like, I've never even heard of that venue. But for us, it was like a little Seattle spot where we could go. The OK Hotel was around back then, but it was more of a bar.
Yeah.
And it was a bigger club. So we weren't quite there yet back in those days. But Rock Candy, that was fun.
Yeah.
Getting to play there, but also getting to see a ton of shows. Bad Religion. I remember seeing Bad Religion at the Moore Theater.
Cool.
And Green Day opened and were amazing. It was before Dookie came out.
Yeah.
So people were just kind of discovering them through, you know, seeing them tour. And that was a great experience. I remember just going like, man, it would be cool to play these cool venues here
in
Seattle. And of course, now we're playing the Showbox and, you know, I don't know if we've ever done a show at the Moore Theater. I know we could.
Yeah.
But I've only played their acoustic when we did like a, I think it was a Haiti
benefit
show or something. Yeah, yeah, I don't remember the details on that, but that was fun. But mm-hmm. what other venues are there? There's so many now.
You guys have done Numos.
Numos, yeah. Yes, that's right. Numos.
Numos with Mill and Colin.
Yeah, yeah. That was sort of like when we were kind of coming back.
Yeah.
Jazz Bones, same thing when we were coming back. You know, bands tend to have, bands like us anyway, tend to have a roller coaster of you know, eras and album cycles and things like that. So you want every era to be great.
Yeah.
But can it be? I don't know. So I feel like just knowing what we've gone through and knowing what we know now as artists, as people, we can't help but just do our best work. And I feel like, honestly, Find a Way Home is MXPX to a T. If you love punk rock, if you like fast-paced, positive music, something on the deeper side. And I'm not saying it's every song is really deep, but for me, I dug deep in writing these lyrics because the world had changed, right? Everything had just ceased to exist as we knew it for a while there. And coming back out of that was when I started writing the songs. And one of the questions I was asking was, did I go as crazy as everybody else seems to have gone?
Yeah.
You know? And that's the question we're asking, I think, on this album, and partly why we call it Find a Way Home.
I mean, the thing is that, you know, a quote unquote recent, it's not, you know, it's of the last, you know, what, 5-6 years, your biggest song on Spotify is not like Punk Rock Show or Doing Time. It's a pretty recent MXPX song. That's got to be pretty awesome feeling, like knowing like people are still riding hard, and the sales on this record I'm sure have been great, showing you that people are supporting and loving this new stuff, man. It's like, it's got to put some wind in your sails, man. It's got to feel good.
It really does. I mean, you know, bands do things that maybe take them down or bring them up, but like for us, when we do things together.
Yeah.
That means making a record, making videos, playing shows. That brings us together as a band. Whereas a lot of bands do it so much, it becomes a job, it becomes this and that. Somehow we just have been able to not fall into that.
Yeah.
That crater, that gap that people seem to fall into in whatever line of work that they're in. And I think it's because we just keep changing it up. Keep, you know, even though we're still playing punk rock music, but as far as like how we're delivering the message, how we're, what our day to day is, changing that up has been huge for us to keep us going and keep the momentum. So yeah, Let's Ride was huge. It was on, still is on Tony Hawk Pro Skater, the new one that came out in 2020. So that having a new song playing on a video game that I grew up playing and having my kids play it now, that's pinnacle, you know, that's like core memory, life goals kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been amazing to have Let's Ride. I'd love people to hear it if they haven't already heard it. I was at the Descendants show.
Yes.
At Bumper Shoot and Jawbreaker played. They're great too. I bought my wife that sweater, by
the
way.
Nice. Yeah, it's a good one.
When the Descendants played the last song, it wasn't a song that I knew. I kind of knew it, but it was a newer song. And I was like, I haven't spent a lot of time with this song, as opposed to like a Clean Sheets or, you know, all the tons of songs they have in their catalog. And I was like, you know, they're doing the same thing that we do, because we play a lot of new songs as well. We're still doing this. It's not just a legacy act, even though we've been around a while. It's we're doing things right now for people that want to listen right now. Yeah. We're still finding new fans along with, you know, obviously always taking care of the fans from day one.
Well, you're still staying vital and still like creating that, you know, legacy for yourselves. A legacy artist could say, you know, go and play a casino and play the hits, but you guys are still in the trenches creating that. Would you say, you know, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but, you know, coming from Bremerton, which is a blue collar community here in the Northwest, would you say that's, you know, been a way that you guys have been able to stay consistent and stay at the grind and not get your heads like inflated too much and just continue to just be a hardworking band?
I think you might be onto something, because Bremerton is a very real place. Like, what I mean is, when you go to Hollywood, there's a lot of people that are just kind of blowing smoke, right? And so being around just everyday people, working people, I think that really did have an effect on, one, our work ethic and the types of bands that we loved, like Descendants.
Yeah.
They're a working class band just like we are. We took our cues from getting in the van, play the show, tell people about the show, tell people about the album. You do it yourself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if you're excited about it, other people are going to latch onto that and start telling people. Word of mouth is so insane. And that's literally, I was talking to my friend last night about just like back in the day, how people really knew. I was talking about, well, Jeff Suffering from 90 Pound Wuss.
Had him on the show recently.
Okay. Yeah. He's amazing. So he was out at practice with MXPX last night. And we were just talking about how we met, and he knew we were on Tooth & Nail at the time we got signed, but I didn't know them. They were just a band. So like we somehow met, started playing shows, and then they got signed to Tooth & Nail, and then we started touring together and the whole rigmarole. And it's just wild how fast things can happen.
Yeah.
And these days, it's a little different. You know, things do happen fast for people. But for bands like MXPX, they don't happen on accident.
Yeah.
They really don't. You have to like go out, tell people, play the show, and you know, at the show box, and just come back and be consistent with people. I think that's what's important, and I think the live streams were a huge part of that.
Yeah.
Us just being consistent, giving back to the community, having a place not only for them to watch live music, but also check in with other people that have like-minded musical tastes and other things, you know, and a support group in a way.
What do they call that? Like the 30-year overnight success? You're just like, no, we grinded. Like, yeah. So, I mean, so again, the new album, Find a Way Home, is available now. You are, you're covered in tattoos. I'm not going to blow up Danny's spot, but he has an MXPX tattoo. I'm sure you're familiar. He has an MXPX tattoo.
Two
MXPX tattoos. What band tattoos do you have, man? Do you have any tattoos that are dedicated to bands that you love?
You know, I don't actually. Okay. I have a lot of traditional, like American trad,
absolutely
stuff. Early on, I just started getting tattooed by this guy Sid in California, and he started doing a lot of the rockabilly style stuff.
Sure,
but then from there, it was just like I met Oliver Peck,
in
Texas. He would come on our bus and during Warped Tour, so he would be tattooing other people, but he'd ride on our bus at night. So we just became really good friends over the years because of that. Mm-hmm. And he did my whole back, he did all this stuff, and I did, instead of bands, I did cities. So I've got a bunch of cities that I've had an experience in.
Yeah.
And not all the cities I've had. I've got some tattoos that I've owed my leg, but it's kind of like one of those junk leg. Yeah,
nice.
Just anything goes. Anybody can tattoo it, and it's got cities and different states, and it reminds me of like there's an Ohio tattoo I have of a storm that we went through in Ohio, and everybody was like huddling together in the storm. You know, things like that, right?
I have a tattoo of a crab destroying Seattle on my leg. That's what you would call a junk leg.
There you go.
So, man. It's so awesome to have you up here, man. And I will say that, you know, and I don't want to fanboy out too much, but I will say, like, you guys were my, you know, on point. My mom got me an MXPX CD from a Christian bookstore because she was like, okay, I accept this. And, you know, I listen to crazy music now. And so you guys were, you know, kind of that beginning point for me, you know. And do you get to like, you know, come in contact with people that are my age, maybe, that are like, dude, you guys were my first punk band, you guys were my first, you know, skate punk band or whatever? Is that humbling?
Oh, I mean, it's great to hear, and it's amazing to hear like friends and people that are super successful in their own right being fans, you know. And I love that. A lot of the Metal Militia guys, they love MXPX and punk rock in general. And you know, Steve Caballero,
he
comes up, and it's wild. You know, I'm humbled all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't really feel real, and I don't really always even want to be thinking about that, of course.
Sure.
But Harms, Andrew Harms, you remember him?
Yes, of course. He's the head of Alternative at Amazon Music now.
Yeah. He's one that's always been supportive of MXPX, and he's from our area.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so he grew up over there. I didn't meet him until he worked here. Funny how
that
happens.
Yeah. You guys used to have the End Fest over at Kitsap County Fairgrounds, dude. And so I'm sure you guys played a bunch of those.
We played, we actually, the last year we played, or last year I'm remembering, we played, we we were on the main stage.
Yeah.
And it was
it
was Korn headlining, I
think.
Okay,
yeah.
And that was when I met John Feldman from Goldfinger.
Oh, okay.
Because they were kind of headlining or higher up on the side stage.
Yeah.
So they were on the side stage, but we were on the main stage, but just kind of more early. Mm-hmm. That show, met John. He remembered seeing us. He was like, I remember seeing you guys. You know, it's like that's his memory burned in of MXPX,
yeah.
which was a great, great thing to have. But I remember I threw my bass up in the air. It came down and hit me in the face. I didn't do a good job at catching it, and I had blood all over my face. It was towards the end of the set, so
yeah.
It didn't really ruin the set or anything. It was actually, it made it better, I would say.
Yeah.
But that was really the only time, or the worst time that's happened. I've dropped the bass a few times, but it's never landed on my face.
Damn.
It's landed on other people's heads. Accidentally.
Yeah, that's something we don't need to talk about. Maybe that...
it was somebody I was paying. So
okay,
it was
okay.
Cool. Yeah, it wasn't a showgoer or anything. It was my tech at the time.
Nice.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, Neil. He eventually left. I wonder why. He works for Pearl Jam now, so it's all
okay.
Good.
It's cool. But at least he's keeping it Northwest, dude.
Yes, keeping it Northwest, absolutely.
So you guys, and I've listened to your podcast, the Mike Herrera podcast.
Ah, thank you.
Yep. And, you know, what I understand is that this record that I purchased from you was probably packed up by your mom.
Yeah, my mom, my dad, we have a few team members that are very, very close to us as far as just friends that work for us.
Yeah.
I go in there. Tom Wisniewski, our guitar player, mm-hmm. will go in there maybe on a random Saturday. It's a mom and pop. It really is. We've had different stores over the years, LA store, East Coast store. Once mail order turned into a web order thing, we had, you know, just different outfits doing the stuff. And then finally we just decided, let's go in-house and just, it'll be more work, but it'll be more of an empire.
Absolutely.
So for artists, if you're wondering how do you make a living doing art, you can't make a living doing one thing. You have to split it up. So if you're a band, you don't just make money on live shows, right?
Yeah.
Because what if something happens and you can't play live?
Yeah.
You fall off a truck and you hurt your leg. I don't know, whatever, right? Unless you're Dave Grohl, you might be sitting out. And everything else is just like find ways to have those income streams coming in. So that's basically why we do so much of this ourselves, is because it gives us the diversity that keeps us going.
I have a friend who's like in a pretty underground, you know, metal band, and he said he's basically a touring t-shirt salesman. and their music is their business card.
Right, right.
And their product is their t-shirts.
Right, absolutely. I think it comes and goes, but it can basically come down to that. You can make great profit on merch, straight up.
Absolutely.
Vinyl's great. People really want to hold something. And we've really kind of just given people what they want. They've asked for more and more vinyl. We've pressed Life in General, Slowly Going the Way of the Buffalo, The Ever Passing Moment. We kind of repressed those. We'll probably repress more other stuff in the future.
Yeah.
Just we'll see, you know, what people want. But it is funny, you know, because you have to toe the line as an artist, I think, personally, to not listen to everything your audience says, you know, when it comes to music and this and that. You want to do what makes sense, you know, instead of just catering. But when it comes to other things, you can kind of just use what the momentum is bringing you.
Do you guys ever see a point where I don't know where you can own your masters and completely own all your past music? Is that a viable thing, or is that?
I'm not sure. It might be a viable thing. I don't really know the answer to that.
Sure.
I know we've licensed all the stuff that we've repressed.
Cool.
We've licensed through the record label.
Yeah.
So we pay them, you know, whatever, however many cents per song. Or I don't know if it's a per song thing, but yeah, we pay them for that. And it is a business, so I get it. You know, Universal probably poured a lot of money into us and fronted a lot of money, you know, paid for our touring over the years. A lot of people don't know that bands, a lot of the major bands you see touring, they're getting money from the record label to tour.
Okay.
And maybe that's different nowadays. I don't know, because we don't have a record label anymore.
Yeah.
But that used to be what we did all the time. You know, we bought a van. Tooth & Nail bought us a van back in the day. 15 grand. Just boom. We're like, whoa. You know, so... But little did we know, we were selling a lot of records.
Yes, you do. Can we see that paperwork? Yeah, here's your van. Don't worry about it.
Just take your van. Like, yeah, exactly. Why are they giving us a van? Oh, they must, you know, it's like when somebody gives you a company car, like, wow, they're doing well.
Exactly.
Not again, that they shouldn't, I was saying.
But. Exactly. And Saturday, December 30th, again, at the Showbox, tickets are available now. MXPX Diesel Boy. And, I mean, this is a hometown band playing a hometown show. This is a Northwest-focused show. KISW's been in the community for 53 years now. I got two more questions for you. Favorite Northwest bands of all time, and that could be Jimi Hendrix or Moss Generator, anything on a underground, on a humongous level, just favorite North, and it doesn't have to be one.
Okay.
You can just have some fun and tell me some of your favorites.
I would say Seaweed.
Yes.
Seaweed's one. They're underground.
Yes.
Punk, post-punk, grungy, Mudhoney.
Yes. Still going at it.
Still going. Are they? Yeah, still? I got to see them live. I got to see. You know, I never saw them live because they got big and we kind of started doing our thing. Yep. But back in the underground days, we were too young to go to the shows because all those Seattle grunge bands were playing, you know, bars.
21 and over.
So Seaweed. We got Modest Mouse. I like the idea of Modest Mouse. I don't listen to them.
Live, but it's hit and miss. He drinks a lot.
But I respect them being the North. I solidarity for being Pacific Northwest. They sound nothing like us, of
sure.
course. But like I like them as a band. I think. I was gonna say, you know, obviously Pearl Jam.
Yeah,
you know, Pearl Jam. I grew up, you know, when 10 came out, I was a huge fan of that record.
Yeah.
It sounded amazing, and you know, I haven't necessarily followed them like a normal. What do they call a Pearl Jam fan?
Oh,
a jammer?
10 Club?
10
You're
Club?
Not part of the 10 Club?
I'm not part of any clubs or anything like that. But I tell you, know, I'm a fan of how independent they are too. To be a big outfit like they are, to own half of Seattle, whatever it is, and to treat their people well, and to continue doing it all these years.
Yeah.
And to be able to not necessarily be balls to the wall all the time. So they're not always touring.
Yeah.
They'll take a little break here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I love that vibe. I think that's a life. That's actually living instead of just being a slave to, you know, because you can never play enough shows as an artist. You can never go to all the cities. You can never put out enough music for everybody, right? So, you know, I become fans of work ethic. I become fans of like what I see, you know, artists accomplishing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you hit that point where it's just like even the haters, if you hit a point where it's like 30 years or something like that, you become undeniable. And it's just like, okay, well, let the haters keep talking because this has been a sustainable lifestyle for us forever. And we're just going to keep going. So that's amazing. I'm going to ask one more question. But before I do, Danny, do you have anything you want to throw in here? You got any questions? I know you're a huge MXPX head.
I love MXPX.
All right. That's all he's got.
Thanks, Danny.
My last question for you. Pick a scar on your body. Tell us the story of how you got it.
Okay, okay.
And it doesn't have to be music related or anything.
No, this is before music. This is early on. I was a kid. This is the first injury I can remember. I was in... for some reason, I remember being in the house that my parents live in now, which is Chico Way, which is the birthplace of MXPX.
Okay.
Bremerton, Washington. I was in my bedroom at the time, bunk bed.
Yeah.
Probably, let's say, 4 or 5 years old.
Uh-huh.
We had... My dad was in the Navy, so my mom was kind of, you know, raising the kids a lot by herself. And my dad was on the ships.
My dad was in the Coast Guard, so very similar.
Yeah. So here I am doing whatever I'm doing. All of a sudden, I fall off the bed and I hit my face right plant on the ground. And just my face just explodes. And I didn't go to the hospital. My mom just goes, I will just put a butterfly thing on it. And she put a butterfly Band-Aid on it and held it together. And I still have the scar right there. And that's the most, I think, visual scar I have. But nobody even, like, notices it,
sure.
I don't think.
But you got the story. Walk it off,
story.
Kid.
That's
walk
my
it off,
first
kid.
Injury. And I'm sure I cried. But I just can't imagine surviving a fall like that right now. I'll do one more real quick.
Okay, let's do
there's
it,
no,
man.
There's, this is a quick one. This is a quick one. This was in the house that I grew in before that, actually. You actually busted open a memory that I'd forgotten about.
Yeah.
So we were I used to live on Sheridan Road in a duplex. And I was on the couch. there's a big window behind the couch, and I'm just jamming or doing whatever I'm doing as a kid, and I just fling my head back and go straight through the back of the window. I didn't die. I was fine.
But well, you're here, but
I'm
Jesus,
here.
Dude.
Hospital visit?
No hospital.
Oh, okay. All right. Again.
I have gotten so lucky. Where's the wood to knock on?
Right? This is plastic.
So. Yeah, we're not going to knock on the plastic.
Man, again, Saturday, December 30th, man, MXPX, Diesel Boy, and their new album is available now. We're going to play another song from Mike Carrera from MXPX. For me personally, a life-changing band, and I know that, you know, there's people listening right now that feel the same. So Saturday, December 30th, go see them with Diesel Boy and show them that the Northwest shows out for MXPX, man. And, dude, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Appreciate it.
What song are we going into, dude? And this could be the entire MXP. It could be a new one, old one. What do you want to do?
Well, I think I got to keep hitting the new record.
You got to do it.
This is the first single we released, Stay Up All Night.
Yes.
It's about no matter what, we all screw up. We all make mistakes. No matter what, do not give up. If it's important to you, you can get through it. So, like, I feel like those just, that's what this song hits.
Yeah.
It's a deep song, but it's also triumphant. So it's not sad. It's triumphant.
Triumph.
Stay up all night.
Stay up all night. It's KISW here. It's The Rock. Thank you, man.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.